proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin a short series on a character in the Bible known by the title, The Angel of the Lord. The Angel of the Lord made appearances throughout the Bible, 65 times in the Old Testament alone. Sometimes the Bible referred to the Angel of the Lord as the Angel of God, or perhaps as the Angel of His Presence, as recorded in Isaiah chapter 63. Bible students have long speculated about the identity of this figure known as the Angel of the Lord. Did that title apply to some ministering spirit sent by God, one such as the Archangel Michael? Did the Angel of the Lord even belong to the angelic order, properly speaking? On several occasions, the context of a particular passage implied that God Himself functioned as the Angel of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 22, for example, the Angel of the Lord used the first-person singular pronoun, I, the first-person singular pronoun when addressing Abraham. When the angel of God spoke to Jacob in a dream, according to Genesis chapter 31, he told that patriarch, quote, I am the God of Bethel, unquote. Other Bible students believe that the angel of the Lord, when depicted in the Old Testament, usually represented the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. At least one Bible reference exists to support that claim. In the book of Zechariah, that prophet had a vision, according to the third chapter of his book. A vision in which he beheld Joshua, the Jewish high priest of that time. Joshua standing before the angel of the Lord, while Satan accused Joshua. The angel of the Lord on that occasion told the devil, quote, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen, Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Unquote. The question arises, what other being, apart from God Himself, what other being would invoke the divine name in such a fashion? Some Bible students might cite other examples to show that the character known as the Angel of the Lord did not necessarily depict the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. According to 2 Samuel chapter 21, for instance, the Angel of the Lord functioned as a divine agent of destruction when bringing pestilence to the Jewish nation. A believer might question whether the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ could and would execute such a divine judgment. Such Christians need to remember that even during the Savior's first coming, He had the capacity to wreak violence on people and objects whose actions merited it. In two separate instances, He expelled the temple's merchants forcibly, driving them out from the temple using a whip made out of cords. On another occasion, He cursed a fig tree which had not borne fruit, and that fig tree withered up from the roots. Furthermore, at the Lord's second coming, He will visit destruction upon all of His enemies. Consider the language which John used about the resurrected Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 19, John said that, quote, In righteousness He doth judge and make war, unquote. John also penned these words, quote, Out of His mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it He should smite the nations, unquote. John added that He, Jesus Christ, He shall rule them with a rod of iron, unquote. And that, quote, He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, unquote. The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament revealed Himself as a powerful figure, one sent to do the bidding of God the Father. Over the next few sessions, we will look at the angel of the Lord and His interactions with people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.